9:30 on a Wednesday morning, another morning after ABC's Dancing with the Stars elimination show last night, and it saw the departure of Chuck Liddell, despite encouraging comments from the judges for his Texas two-step on Monday. Well, the ultimate fighting champ came up short in the votes. In saying goodbye, he noted that he enjoyed his time on the show.
Oh, I had fun. I mean, we had a good time. I made a run at it. I mean, it's difficult. It's hard to do, so you know, I made a shot at it.
Among those returning next week, former teen idol Donny Osmond, reality show princess Kelly Osbourne, pop star Aaron Carter, and model Joanna Krupa, just to name a few. And on the studio lines with me again this week on the phone, we've got national dance champion Jeannie Tucker. We're going to talk Dancing with the Stars. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning, Jim.
So, what did you think about the performance last night or Monday
night?
All
I can say is this week's show was a real mess, in my opinion.
Oh, man.
A real mess. I'm not very happy. When they take beautiful dances with great history and wonderful style and, in my opinion, butcher them the way they did some of these, oh, I get very upset, very, very upset. Chuck, when we talk about who was eliminated, we kind of knew Chuck had to go.
Yeah.
I feel bad. He really had trouble with rhythm. He really wasn't dancing. He was stomping most of the way through his dances. But so I think that was we knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the dancers, what they did this week is they took four dances. They took bolero, Charleston, lambada, and country's two-step. The bolero, that's a dance that goes back to the mid-30s and has real structure to it. The Charleston is back to it. Well, really became popular in 1923. The lambada was really a craze. That hit in the 90s. That was really just a craze. It didn't have a huge bunch of history behind it, but it was a sensual, sexual kind of dance that
right.
came about. The country two-step is a part of Americana.
Absolutely.
The country two-step is a huge part of American culture and history, and I took great offense at the snide little jokes about cowboy hillbilly and the talk and the just it was disrespectful.
Yeah.
The way they approached the dance was disrespectful. I was very offended by it. I think that taking four dances like that really do have an interesting look to them and some history behind them, and not having proper instruction for these pros that don't know anything about these dances and how to show them at their best is really a disservice to everyone, anybody that loves the dances, anybody that knows the dances, and to the history of the dances. And I really was upset by that. I think if they wanted to do it right, they would have brought in either a pro in each of those styles and had them coach the dancers and the professionals, which would have been interesting to see how the professionals take coaching and take their own medicine.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think they could have at least, if they didn't do that, show us a clip, a dance clip of how the dance should be done in its best. They're amazing dance champions in all of these dances that are out there. So I think maybe egos might have been too big to deal with that or something. I'm not quite sure, but I think it was a mistake. I think people, a lot of people in the western part and southwestern part of the United States, like most of us here in Tucson, were horrified and quite offended at that impression of two-step.
Yeah, it was like, what was that they were trying to do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was Division I country western along with all the other dances I've done in my life, and I really respect country western dance, and this was just horrible.
Well, let's take a look at some of the stars, and let's get your opinion on them, and where do you want to start?
Well, let's start at Mark and Lacey. They did a two-step, and I have to say, Lacey does have a little bit of information on two-step, so she did try to put a little bit of the flow around the floor. But even then, opening it up to lifts this week, I think, was really crazy because then everybody went overboard.
Yeah.
All we saw was trick after trick after trick. And so I think that routine was as well full of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Osbourne did a Charleston, and you know, it was great.
She was.
I think she did. She had a blast. She was wonderful, very confident, nice energy. She's really coming around to finding her place and the showman in her, and I think it's wonderful. Joanna Krupa and Derek. I just don't think we have to be half naked on the dance floor. I just don't. I think that the shirtless thing was over the top. They did some salsa moves, not particularly lambada stuff. It was very repetitious. Yes, they got a good score because I think everybody had to take a shower after the dance. It was very
cold one,
and all of that. But you know, I don't know. I wasn't that impressed. Let's see what they can do with a real dance and show us some other stuff. Melissa Hart and Mark, they did a great Charleston.
Yeah.
They really did a great job. I really liked the creative old-time photo entrance that they did. The role-playing was great. The tap dance part was nice. The choreography overall, I think, was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Mark is a good choreographer. He does a great job. Let's see, Natalie the swimmer. That bolero, you know, Natalie has a beautiful body. She creates beautiful lines on the floor. The transitions, though, from the dancing portion to the posing portion are very rough. I didn't think it was very comfortable for her. Not enough dancing for me overall in that particular dance.
Okay.
Then there's Aaron Carter and Karina.
I was afraid he was going to start crying again.
I just don't know when he's going to break down. The critique is a little too much for him. Yeah. The entrance with the ragdoll, I don't know.
Yeah.
In when I look at them, they're throwing 10,000 different things into one short, small dance. They need to learn the adage that less is more.
Yeah.
They need to put more dancing. Their technique is falling off. He almost dropped her at the end and threw her, you know, to the floor. I really think that it's way overkill. He's trying too hard. He needs to pull back. He's a good dancer. Just feed us a few snippets along the way, but do some decent dancing.
Right, just like the judges said. He was just a little over the top with all the flips and everything he was trying to get in there.
Just over the top.
Yeah.
Michael Irvin, he's on the chopping block, I think.
Michael Irvin, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Michael is just, it's a pose. They move, another pose. She moved, he's standing there, he's not dancing. I know he's trying, but he needs more passion out there. It's probably not part of his personality. It's tough to pull. I just think he's having a hard time.
Yeah.
I think the worst offensive two-step was Louis and Chelsea.
I knew you were going to go there. Yeah.
That made me crazy.
Yeah.
Made me absolutely crazy. It was absolutely awful. She flat out said she'd never done the dance. Well, go to YouTube. Go to look at it at least. Go to at least see how it should look on the floor.
Yeah.
It was really awful. All tricks. Tons of splits, no real two-step. All he did was step, she did something. Step, she did something.
Right.
It was ridiculous.
Right, right.
I have to say, I did like Maya and Dimitri's lambada. That was really, really nice. They did look a bit greased, though. They looked like they'd been in the sweaty jungle.
Yeah, covered with oil there or something. I don't know what was going on with that.
But it was a really good job. It was classy. It was sexy, but classy. They had good movement, good style, and mood. I really liked it. Now, I know you're a fan of Donnie, so what did you think of Donnie?
I love Donnie's Charleston. I've always been a fan of Donnie's, you know?
Absolutely.
I think he did a great job.
He was a great showman out there. Good balance, good timing, great job. He's just a natural on the floor. He was in sync. He did make one mistake and got off with his footwork, but my goodness, they make a great team. They're wonderful to watch.
He's a consummate showman, so he really
he is.
And I think,
so there's my rant.
Okay. And I didn't catch what they're going to do next week, but I guess we'll find out on Monday.
We will find out, and hopefully they'll get back to some real dancing, drop the lifts for a while, literally.
They go crazy every time they're allowed to do lifts. It's just overkill, way too much.
I just think the competitive nature, and they go, we got to do more than so-and-so, and they just get too over the top.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeannie. You want to find out more about Jeannie, you can check out her website, please, at www.jeannietucker.com, www.jeannietucker.com for more information about Jeannie and what she has to offer in lessons and such, and tours all over the country. And, hey, she's a pro, and you can find out more about her at the website. Thank you, Jeannie, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Actually, next Wednesday, I'll be in Virginia.
Oh, that's right.
We'll talk from there.
That's right. You're going on the road. Okay. You got it.
Right.
Next Wednesday morning, 9:30-ish, right here at KGVY 1080 and KGVY1080.com.